Already.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, great. We're on the record. Good morning, everyone. I'm Melanie Reif, the Administrative Law Judge for the Utah Public Service Commission, and welcome. This morning is the hearing in docket 1405101. This matter is entitled The Matter of the Petition of Beehive Telephone Company, Inc. for an Increase in Rates and Participation in the Universal Telecommunications Service Fund, Support Fund. In particular, this hearing this morning is to hear the portion of the application pertaining to the rate increase with respect to the CAF rates that are set forth in the applicant's application. The other portion of the hearing is yet to come, and I hope to chat with the parties at the end of this hearing about possibly setting that for a scheduling conference. So let's start with taking appearances, please.
David Irvine from Beehive Telephone.
And Mr. Irvine, would you also identify the witnesses you have with you today?
Yes. With me are Mr. Jacob Warner, who is the president of Beehive, and Mr. Ray Hendershot, who is Beehive's cost consultant.
Thank you.
And I am Justin Jetter, representing the Utah Division of Public Utilities. And with me at the table is Shauna Benvenue Springer, technical analyst for the division.
Thank you.
I'm Rex Olson on behalf of the Office of Consumer Services, and with me is Cheryl Murray.
Thank you, and welcome once again. Also to add to what I was saying at the beginning, since we've received a settlement stipulation, this hearing will be to address that issue and to take testimony from the parties with respect to their positions on that. And for clarification, the Commission has received a copy of the settlement stipulation. We received that on November 21st, 2014, and we received the certificate of service on November 24th. Unless there's an objection, the Commission will take administrative notice of this, is there any objection to doing so? I assume that means no. So, Mr. Irvine, welcome again this morning. Nice to see you. I'll let you go first with respect to the settlement stipulation.
Thank you, Judge. The company has filed revised direct testimony from Mr. Warner and Mr. Hendershot, and I believe we probably should accept that for purposes of the record before proceeding farther. I'm not sure if you want them to take the witness stand or whether we can address it from the council table, but they're here and available to respond to questions from any of the other parties or from you with respect to the revised direct testimony that they have filed and the supporting exhibits that were filed with the application.
Do the parties have a particular concern about that issue?
I don't think we do.
Nor do we, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Irvine, I think what the Commission would prefer to do is we would, since you have Mr. Hendershot and Mr. Warner are both here, I think the appropriate thing would be to put them under oath, and you can question them with respect to the testimony that's been filed, and if you so wish at that point to move to have it admitted into evidence.
That would be fine.
Okay.
Would you like them at the witness?
That would be fine. Who would you like to call first?
Let's ask Mr. Warner to go first.
Mr. Warner, before you have a seat, would you kindly raise your right hand and I'll put you under oath? And do you swear to tell the truth during your testimony this morning?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Have a seat. And could you please pull my phone right up to your... There you go.
Mr. Warner, would you please identify yourself for purposes of the record?
My full name?
Sure.
My full name is Jacob Johnson Warner, and I'm president of the Behavi Telephone Company.
And do you have a copy with you this morning, Mr. Warner, of the revised direct testimony that was filed in your behalf on the 19th of November 2014?
Yes, I do.
And for purposes of this hearing and under oath, do you adopt the pre-filed testimony as the testimony you would give under oath in this proceeding today?
Yes.
I have no questions with respect to that testimony and would make Mr. Warner available to the parties or to the administrative law judge if there are questions any of you have of him.
Questions, Mr. Jenner?
The division has no questions for Mr. Warner.
Mr. Olson?
We have no questions, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Then I would move, Your Honor, the admission of the direct testimony of Jacob Warner and its accompanying exhibits 1 through 3 into evidence for this proceeding.
Mr. Irvine, just one moment, please. I do have a couple of questions for your witness.
Sure.
And then we'll go to your request. Good morning, Mr. Warner.
Morning.
Just for clarification, I do want to note that, unless I'm missing something, the testimony that was filed on November 24th, which I believe you have a copy in front of you, does not state that it's revised testimony, but nevertheless, is that your understanding that it is to revise earlier testimony filed in this case?
Yes.
Okay. And do you recall, let me make this as easy as I possibly can. There was testimony filed earlier, and it's the direct testimony of Jake Warner. Is that the testimony that you're revising?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Very good. Okay. And page 2 of your testimony at the very bottom, summarizing the application, could you, for the record, explain in your own words what it is that Behive is seeking and the reason for doing so?
Yes, we are seeking to increase our rate 1 and our residential 1 rate and business 1 rates to the commission approved base rates of $16.50 and $26 respectively. We are also decreasing our extended area service rates where it's available. And the reason we are doing this is to meet the federally set floor of $16 for residential rates, and in addition to that, to meet the $16.50 rate set by the commission.
Okay. It's my understanding that the application is based on the federal floor rates for both residential and business. Is that correct?
The federal floor rate only applies to residential rates.
Okay. And that rate is $16.50, correct?
It's currently $16.
But you're asking it to go up to $16.50, correct?
Okay. That's correct.
Okay. And with respect to the business rate, that would go up to $26.
Correct.
Okay. All right, very good. Mr. Irvine, do you have any follow-up questions for your witness?
I don't have a follow-up question with that, Your Honor.
Okay. Your motion is still pending. Is there any objection to the motion to take Mr. Warner's testimony?
No objection from the division.
Your Honor, I guess I would just ask one question if I might.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
No problem. I just, for clarification of the record,
yes.
Could you speak for the record about the Chickaboo rate in terms of what this adjustment does?
Yes, currently our Chickaboo rate is at $27.50 which is above the affordable base rate for, that's been set by the commission by for $26 for business rates. That would decrease in order for us to be eligible for USF.
And so all of the, that would make all of the business rates equivalent then?
Yes, that's correct. Well,
thank you.
Mr. Warner, I actually want to circle back here just for a second. At the very bottom of page 2 of your testimony, you refer to the USF request that's pending before the commission. I do want to make clear, and I want to make sure that it's clear from your perspective as well, that this hearing today does not pertain to that part of the application. Is that clear to you?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much, sir. I don't have any further questions. Mr. Irvine, do you?
If there are no further questions of Mr. Warner, we'd ask that he be excused to take his seat. We'll ask Mr. Ray Andershot to take the stand.
Thank you. Mr. Warner, you are indeed excused, and the commission will accept the revised testimony of Mr. Jacob Warner dated November 24th, 2014. Thank you. Mr. Hendershot, welcome this morning. Please have a seat. And before you do so, I'll swear you in. Do you swear that your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. Hendershot, would you please identify yourself and your position for the company with respect to this hearing today?
Ray Hendershot, and I'm a cross-consultant with the telephone company.
And Mr. Hendershot, you filed direct testimony with 5 exhibits in this matter, and we filed revised testimony and 3 revised exhibits with respect to those revisions to your direct testimony. And I believe you have those in front of you, and I'll ask if you accept that revised testimony as your own for purposes of this hearing today with its accompanying exhibits.
I do.
Thank you. Your Honor, Mr. Hendershot is available for cross-examination questions from either you or the other parties.
Thank you. We'll start with the parties. Mr. Jetter?
The division has no questions for Mr. Hendershot.
Thank you. Mr. Olson?
The office has no questions, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr. Hendershot, just to clarify, the testimony that the commission received on November 24th, 2014 is entitled Direct Testimony of Ray Hendershot. Is it your understanding that this testimony revises earlier testimony received in the same docket, which is also entitled Direct Testimony of Raymond Hendershot?
Yes, and I apologize for not putting the word revised on there.
No need, just wanted to make sure we have the record straight. Thank you, sir. Are you clear, sir, that this part of the hearing is to address the CAF issues and the rate increase portion of the hearing? It's not to address the USF.
Correct.
Portion.
Yes.
And to follow up regarding that issue, are you also under the understanding that whatever increase, if an increase is indeed authorized as a result of this hearing, that increase will be an interim increase and will be further examined and a final order will be issued with respect to the USF?
Yes.
Order.
Okay. Later, probably next year.
Yes, sir. Okay, great. And did you hear the testimony of Mr. Warner?
I did.
Okay. And would you agree with his explanation as to what the company is seeking and the reasons for that?
Yes.
Okay. Any follow-up from you, Mr. Irvine?
I have none, Your Honor.
Okay.
If there are no questions of the other parties or of you, I would move that Mr. Hendershot's pre-filed direct testimony with its accompanying exhibits be accepted and received into the record.
Okay. Just one bit of clarification regarding that. Does this testimony replace the earlier testimony, or does it add to it?
It replaces it, Your Honor.
Okay. And the same with Mr. Warner?
That's correct.
Okay. Very good. Did you by chance bring extra copies with you to give to the court reporter?
I did not, but I can make sure that he has one before he leaves today.
Okay, that would be great. All right, Mr. Hendershot, thank you for being here. Thank you for your testimony, and you may be excused.
Before we excuse Mr. Hendershot, it might be appropriate if we invited him to explain the settlement stipulation that the parties have reached.
I would invite you to do that, sir.
Okay.
At this stage in the case, as interim, that we've reached a stipulation.
Could you make sure you're speaking into the microphone?
That all of the parties have reached a stipulation relative to the interim rates. The business rate for all of the customers will be $26, and the residential rate is $16.50. This is to establish the threshold of the affordable base rate for the potential for the company to be eligible for Utah USF Universal Service Fund. It's to be effective December 1st, 2014, and it meets the FCC targeted rates for residential, which has to be in excess of $16 for the residential. These interim rates will be effective December 1st, 2014 for this phase of the case.
In conjunction with that stipulation, Mr. Hendershot, what provision does it make for dealing with the request Beehive submitted in its original application to receive state USF fund support? Since we're not addressing that portion of the application in this proceeding.
At this point, the company does not receive any Universal Service Fund from the state of Utah, but that would be the next phase of this case.
And, Your Honor, that would be the schedule that we would anticipate being set today, probably following the conclusion of this immediate proceeding. I don't have any other questions of Mr. Hendershot with respect to that stipulation. If the other parties wish to supplement that, I think they're probably prepared to do so.
Let's first ask, are there any additional questions for Mr. Hendershot?
No additional questions for the division.
The office has no additional questions.
Okay. Mr. Hendershot, just to make sure I'm absolutely clear on your testimony and what it is that the company is seeking, and to some extent you explained this in your testimony, but I just want to be crystal clear. So the residential rate, is it correct that that is the rate that is being requested to be increased to $16.50 pursuant to the federal CAF rate, the floor rate?
Yes, and it'll be effective December 1st.
Okay. And the business rate, which you're requesting to be increased to $26, is it correct that that is based on the commission, the state rate?
Yes, that'll be a uniform business rate across the company, and that's to meet the affordable base rate that the state of Utah has established.
And is it your understanding that both of those rates are a in preparation for the USF portion of your application, or is it just the business portion?
No, that's both of them. Okay. Places the company in the first phase of being eligible.
Okay. And like the residential rate, you're also requesting that be effective December 1st?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any further clarification that you'd like to provide?
I can't think of any at this point.
Okay. All right.
Can I ask a follow-up question then?
Yes, please.
Try. Thanks. Morning, Mr. Hendershot. Just a quick clarification on the stipulation. Is it correct that the Tickaboo Exchange currently, the business rate is at $27.50?
Yes. And that was when the exchange was initially established. That rate was established for the business customers.
Okay. And is it your understanding that under this stipulation, that would remain at $27.50 until a subsequent order from the commission?
Well, my understanding from this order and what the stipulation is that all the business rates would be $26.
Okay. One other clarification question. I understand that the FCC CAF support for the high cost areas requires the rate be in effect January 2nd, could you just explain for the record briefly the NECA requirement of December 1st and why that's a little bit different from the
FCC. Actually, USAC, Universal Service Fund Coordinator, they in turn look for December 1st. That's okay. In effect December 1st. If your rates are not in effect, the residential rates are not at $16 effective December 1st, then the company is penalized and it takes till July before they can go back and correct that. And there's questions whether or not they will go back and correct the prior period.
Okay, and so to qualify for that, beginning January, you actually have to be in effect December 1st.
So that the company's not penalized, yes.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Thank you, Mr. Cheddar.
Nothing wrong.
Mr. Hendershot, just to follow up, please. The application with respect to the business portion, the business subscriber rate, that will be changed to $26 across the board, right?
Uniformity across all the business customers of Beehive Telephone Company in the state of Utah.
Okay, very good. Mr. Irvine?
I just have one question. Mr. Hendershot, did Beehive provide the parties? I'm confident that this was not provided to the commission, but did the company provide the division and the Office of Consumer Services with a publication distributed by NECA with respect to the December 1st requirement that the rates be in effect? I can't remember at this point. We have tried to provide everything that they requested. I believe we did, but I don't have it right in front. I'm specifically referring to a letter that was dated, I believe, October 14th from NECA. I'm not sure if the division and office recall that precisely at this moment, but.
Mr. Irvine, if you have a copy of that letter, you can present it to Mr. Hendershot to refresh his recollection.
I don't have it with me, okay. Judge. But I'm pretty confident that the other parties have reviewed that.
Okay.
I believe we did, but I can't say that.
Okay. Well, his testimony is as it is, we'll see what the other parties have to say.
Let me just ask a question with respect to that. Based on your familiarity with the NECA requirement, is your testimony consistent with the letter that I've described?
Yes.
Thank you. I have no further questions, John.
Thank you, Mr. Irvine. And if it helps at all, I do want to note that the terms and conditions of the stipulation do state in paragraph 7 that is the request that the rates be effective December 1st.
So. That's correct.
Mr. Henderson, thank you for being here today. You may be excused. And Mr. Irvine, do we have any motion for the admission of Mr. Irvine?
I believe I made that motion, but I'll restate it. We would move that the revised direct testimony and accompanying exhibits filed by Mr. Henderson be accepted and received into evidence.
Okay. And again, for clarification, this testimony that you're requesting to have admitted replaces in whole the testimony that was filed earlier in the case?
That is correct.
Okay.
Your Honor, let me just explain why that was filed. And it was solely for the purpose of resolving questions that had arisen with respect to ticket proof. That's
okay.
The only change that is reflected in the testimony of Mr. Warner or Mr. Henderson.
Okay. Thank you very much. We have a motion pending. Is there any objection?
No objection.
No objection.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Irvine, Mr. Henderson's testimony is accepted and will be made part of the record. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You may be excused. Mr. Irvine, do you have anything else before we move on to the next party?
No, I don't, Your Honor. Mr. Warner and Mr. Henderson are the only witnesses of the company. He's tendering for purposes of this proceeding, and they've testified, and we have no other information to present.
Okay. One thing that I think would be helpful for clarification of the record, and we can certainly do this from where the witnesses are if you choose to do so, Mr. Irvine, but as you're aware, the settlement stipulation, the standard for that is that it be just and reasonable in result, and it might be helpful if we have some clarification other than the stipulation itself as to the since it's signed by yourself, I'm sure you don't want to testify on behalf of the company, but if you wish to ask either or both of your witnesses whether they support that, I think that would be useful to have on the record.
Well, I'll just ask Mr. Henderson to opine with respect to whether the stipulation as presented to the commission will result in rates that are just and reasonable and in the public interest with respect to the customers of Beehive Telephone Company, both business customers and residential customers.
I do believe that the rates that are established in the stipulation are fair, just, and reasonable for the customers.
Mr. Irvine, do you mind if I ask Mr. Henderson question? This is just being overly cautious because the precise language is just reasonable, just and reasonable end result. So, Mr. Henderson, to revise just slightly the question you were asked from Mr. Irvine, is it your testimony that the rates being proposed, should they be approved by the commission, will result in just and reasonable rates? Sorry, this is a little strangely written.
Clearly, that's the fault of the legislature.
one might interpret it that way. Is it your testimony that the rates will be just and reasonable in result?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Any further questions for the applicant? Mr. Jenner?
Thank you, Your Honor. The division would like to call Shauna Benvenu-Springer.
Good morning, Ms. Springer. Good morning. Are you prepared to testify this morning?
I am.
Okay. And do you swear that, would you like to have your witness come up here, or
whatever you prefer.
I think we may as well continue with our consistency. So, Ms. Springer, before you have a seat, I'll swear you in. Do you swear that your testimony this morning will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Have a seat.
Would you please state your name, occupation, and place of business for the record?
My name is Shauna Fambinu Springer. I am employed by the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
And is your office here in the Hubert Wells Building?
It is.
Thank you. Have you had an opportunity to review the application and the attending file of documents that go along with that by the applicant?
I have.
And have you also reviewed the stipulation that was signed by the three parties here today?
I have.
And in your review of the application and its documents along with the stipulation, do you believe that there's sufficient evidence to support the stipulation?
Yes, I do.
And do you believe that the interim rates requested in the stipulation, should they go into effect as interim rates December 1st, would be just and reasonable in result and in the public interest?
Yes.
Has the division received any comments or complaints regarding the proposed rate increase?
Not to my knowledge.
Thank you. Do you have any further comments that you'd like to make about the stipulation?
No, I don't.
Thank you. That's all the questions I have for our witness. She's available for cross-examination.
Thank you.
I have no questions of the witness.
Mr. Olson?
No cross-examination.
Ms. Springer, just one question for you. And just to clarify, is it your understanding that the rates as proposed would go into effect December 1st, 2014, should they be approved by the commission?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. That is all. Any follow-up for you?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Springer. You may be seated.
Your Honor, the office has Sharon Murray, who wishes to make a statement.
Okay, Ms. Murray. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you wish to be sworn?
I assume so.
Okay. Please raise your hand. And do you swear that the testimony you will give this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Could you please state your full name for the record, please?
Cheryl Murray.
And where do you work?
The Office of Consumer Services.
And what is your responsibility there?
I'm a utility analyst.
In that capacity, have you had the opportunity to review the documentation that was submitted by Beehive in their initial application and the subsequent modifications?
Yes, I have.
And have you reached a conclusion as to the appropriateness of the proposed stipulation?
The office supports the stipulation.
And that's with the understanding that the rates would go into, the interim rates would go into effect on December 1st.
That's correct.
And there would be subsequent, a subsequent hearing regarding the UUSF. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I believe you have a statement you wish to make. Would you like to do that now?
Yes, although you've asked me most of the things in my statement. I would just say that we have looked at the request for interim rate increase with regard to our responsibility for residential and small commercial customers. We believe that approving the requested interim rate adjustment will allow Beehive Telephone to comply with the federal Connect America Fund and also to comply with the Commission's approved affordable base rate, which is required for their participation in the Utah USF Fund. And the office's recommendation today applies only to the interim rate request. As Your Honor noted, the rest of the case will be decided at a later date. And the office supports the stipulation as being just and reasonable in result and recommends that the commission approve the interim rate request with an effective date of December 1, 2014.
And do you believe that would be in the public interest?
Yes.
I have nothing further.
No questions, Your Honor.
No questions from the division, Your Honor.
Thank you, Ms. Murray. You may be excused.
Thank you.
Is there anything more regarding this part of the request to come before the commission this morning?
Not from the company, Judge.
No, Your Honor.
Okay. We'll take a short recess and be back in about 5 minutes. Thank you, everyone. We're back on the record. The commission will be making a bench ruling today, and in so doing, the commission makes findings that the stipulation as presented and as testified to is just and reasonable in result and in the public interest. The commission also makes the following conclusions: that the rate increase requested is required under the federal CAF floor rate with respect to the residential rate, and the business rate is also supported by the commission's affordable base rate, and that is a precursor for participation in the USF fund, which will be addressed in a separate part of this docket. Accordingly, based on the findings and conclusions, the commission orders that the rates requested be effective December 1st, 2014, and that the rates be interim, and this is affirmed and ratified by the commission. Thank you very much, and this portion of the hearing will be adjourned.
Thank you. Good night. Are we off the record?
We are off the record.
Okay. Did we want to set a date for a scheduled conference?
I thought